Daily Mail reports families in the UK face a rip-off running to billions of pounds a year because mum, dad and the children are on the wrong mobile phone contract. Research by Consumer Champion suggests 7 in 10 people with a phone could save an average of £159 each by switching to a contract that better suits their needs. For a family with four phones, the annual rip-off could run to more than £600. That's a lot of money.
It is, isn't it? Most smartphones, such as the Apple iPhones or the Samsung Galaxy range, are sold in the UK on a 24-month contract that sees users paying a monthly fee to pay for the handset and the capped number of calls, text and data.
The thing about these phones that come with the contract is when you buy it, you think it's a good deal, it's a good bargain. But when you actually are using it,
you get hit for the money.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes what they'll do is they'll give you the phone free. Imagine if they said, you know, we're going to give you a free iPhone 6.
But only if you promise to spend like 150 yuan
well,
a month.
Well, you're on the contract. You've got to be on the contract for a couple of years. Many people will go for it. And they rather spend a bit more and they get the iPhone 6.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes these companies also say, when it gets a bit old, you can trade it in. Stay on the contract, but we'll give you the latest phone when it comes out. So many people are tempted. It all depends on, like, when you're bargaining for something in the market. Are you happy with the price? If you are, buy it. If you're not, go somewhere else. So it's the same thing. But people do need to be aware. But I think they need to make themselves aware. I don't think they can blame the mobile phone companies who are in business to make money. But people need to just shop around, look at the different deals that are available and go with the one that firstly best suits them and that they think is the best value for money.
I don't know. I suppose people are perhaps better at calculating the loss and gains when they're facing a one-time deal, but they have more of a problem calculating the loss and gains when it comes to a contract that extends for 2 years.
Yeah, and the other thing is that more deals, better deals, will probably come along during the two-year period.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we can't monitor it all the time, so it'll probably end up, you know, but when you renew the contract, that's the time. Shop around and see what else there is. But some companies, according to the report, can make it difficult for customers to switch away by imposing charges to unlock the handsets. Yeah, this is something that they do. So you're locked in with one company with that particular phone.
Uh-huh. Well, and these problems are made worse by the fact that even when these 24-month contracts come to an end, many people stick with the existing network and deal, despite the fact there are cheaper options available.
I mean, yeah, it depends how much you use it. Some people are getting rid of their actual landline phone completely and just going mobile, although I do wonder how they're getting the internet. Maybe they just use a sort of like 3G to get the internet through their mobile phone.
I know. I have a friend who totally relies on 3G internet.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a cable at home.
But if you and that would be a reason to go for one of these packages that includes a certain amount of gigabytes of data per month, which is how they calculate it in the UK, a certain number of text messages and phone call time each month. So people need to do their sums and work out what's the best deal for them, don't they? Don't just continue on with the same old thing.